Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for me today, sir?
I don't know, Joe. Do you want to talk about golf? What the hell was that?
Oh, my God.
I wonder.
We're literally like playing the rejoin, and Joe goes, you see what Mickelson did yesterday?
I was thinking that he was going to say, you know, like six birdies, an eagle.
No, I said he had nine bogeys and a double bogey.
The whole thing, it was great.
Oh, that's right. You're only football and basketball. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. What do you got for us this morning there, Woody?
Wait, does that get you salty? Rough news yesterday, Joe. Did you see this? Really bad news for the Pac-12.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what happened?
No, what happened now?
The MAC is working on a return to football here, so it looks like Tuesdays are going to be out the window for the Pac-12, should they ever decide to play again.
I think Pac-12's got lots of...
They lost Tuesdays, Joe.
They got lots of problems right now, dude. First of all, the whole state of California is burning up, and there's this big dark cloud over the whole West Coast right now. So... Yeah, Pac-12's got lots of problems. Washington State, Oregon State, Cal, Stanford, UCLA, and USC. I just named majority of the Pac-12. Got problems.
Not a great look if the MAC returns first, though.
Whatever. You just get your shot. This is only about you getting a shot in on the Pac-12, as always. Go ahead.
I just like to get you riled up here as we continue on, Joe. All right, Deion Sanders, did you guys see this? He's a candidate for the head football coaching job at Jackson State University. There were a lot of reports yesterday that this thing was a done deal. The school is saying that it's not. Deion Sanders is under contract with Under Armour, and Jackson State University is under contract with Nike. They said that could be a possible holdup here. But again, there's been a lot of reports that this was done, and school saying no. Kind of interesting here.
So it's pretty interesting with Deion, who's one of the greatest NFL players of all time, period, definitely for returns and as a cover corner, the absolute best, not even close, one of the greatest athletes we've ever had in football, if not all of sports, with the stories about running track and then running over to play baseball and then running out to cover guys. I mean, the stories at Florida State are unbelievable. But saying all that, I just wish this would have been so easy if Deion would have just taken an assistant job for like 1 or 2 years,
right,
and he
right.
would be, I mean, who's going to tell Deion no? Can you imagine what he could do in a living room for parents?
Of course. What?
Oh my God. I mean, the teams have already considered taking him in college. I mean, they're like, they understand that part. I just wish he would get, there's just so much to the job. I know he wants to just come right in and be a head coach, but, and you know, it's one thing to be a head coach. It's another to be able to cover everybody and do all the things that he could do. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I get the he's got the itch to coach. There's no question.
All right, guys, we got a game from last night here. Joe Burrow got himself a new nickname. They're calling him Joey Backdoor now because of a backdoor cover. In the game last night, the Browns took a 12-point lead with just under 4 minutes to go. Do you guys know what the spread was last night?
No.
It was a 6-point spread.
Oh, God.
And then Burrow obviously led the 16-play 75-yard drive that ended with a touchdown pass with 48 seconds to go, made it 35-30. That's 5 points. That gets you in there if you had bet on the Bengals last night.
Huh. Oof. Did you see enough of Joe Burrow, you two, to say – This kid's going to be good.
Oh, I mean, I think so, yeah.
This kid's got, and by the way, that group around him's not very good. AJ Green's playing like he's 45 years old. The offensive line, their defensive line. Wow. He's the good part of that team right now. That's not a very good team.
Right. Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player, definitely. You get some things around him that work, you know.
And he did it against the elite defense of the Browns, too. So, I mean, really impressive stuff last night.
All right, so what else you got today?
Joe, the Kardashians, obviously they are wrapping things up here, but we have a new show for you. This actually premiered last night on E! I don't know if you caught it, The Bradshaw Bunch.
No, but I saw Terry's out everywhere promoting it.
This is really weird, man.
I'm surprised. Are you guys a little surprised that of all people, you know, Terry's had his own demons and the bipolar stuff and, you know, and all of it's well documented. And I know Jimmy Johnson, all those guys love working with him, and he does make fun of himself and stays grounded. It's just kind of weird to open up your life with all those beautiful daughters and stuff. And I don't know, he must have.
Really? I don't know if he needs the money, Joe, but, I mean, you see the money the Kardashians have gotten. I know he's not getting anything near that, obviously, but
Terry Bradshaw
there's
does
money
not,
in the reality game.
Terry Bradshaw does not need the money.
So
I'm
why
guessing,
do this,
why
then?
Do it?
Like,
right.
So I'm guessing, and Jimmy, if you're up this morning, I'm guessing that's close to $2 million a year to be a Fox weekend host of an NFL show that's very popular. And Terry Bradshaw gets paid probably good money to do speaking engagements as a Hall of Famer. So, and he can sign autographs anytime. There's money there too.
So why let cameras in your house 24 hours?
I don't know, but I don't think it has. That's a great question.
Well,
but
Joe,
I know
listen, everyone has their price, and you know you would be pretty good. I mean, if they've got you and your family to do one of these shows, I imagine
it would never happen, though.
Entertaining,
I would be
but
up
what would be your price? Like, what's your number?
I wouldn't do it. My wife would never. My wife is super private. My wife is so opposite of me. It would just never happen.
You would do it.
Money, of course, I'd take a shot.
There's a check involved?
If you said no, I was going to say you took money to be a human prop at a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, no, I did.
Right.
And by the way, the biggest bar mitzvah in the history of South Florida I was part of. At least I did it. If you're going to do it big. If you're going to do a bar mitzvah for somebody and show up, make sure you do it with the right guys, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Wes Welker. But
it's a lot of checks right there.
But make sure it's like when people leave and years later tell you, you know, that's the most expensive bar mitzvah in the history of South Florida. I go, I was part of it. Right. Thank you.
Well, Joe, if you're still doing well by the time my son gets bar mitzvah, I'd like you to be a human prop there.
You can't afford him.
I hope I get the friends and family discount.
You still can't afford him. Even with that discount, buddy. Man. Sorry.
You always got to bring up my stuff, man. Nothing gets by. Like, my life has to be an open book because of you.
I just like the fact that all the guys that did take checks for that bar mitzvah, including Snoop Dogg, well, he's probably the only one that didn't care that his name was being thrown around. No one else really wanted their names to be thrown around as one of the guys that got a check for that bar mitzvah, yet it all came out.
Snoop Dogg got paid, and there's people listening right now. There's somebody out there. Because there were so many damn people invited to that bar mitzvah at the Intercontinental night before a Super Bowl. I heard he got paid $200,000 to perform the night before the Super Bowl for this very, very special young man.
Yeah, that's what it normally would be if he was doing the night before Super Bowl, you know, kind of concert that's on national television. He would get that much.
The president of the company was the guy that was kind of running things like, all right, Joe, you're done. Leave. I go, okay.
He was the producer?
I asked him, I go, hey, you seem like a good guy. What do you do? He goes, I'm the president. I run this frigging huge company. I go, oh, not today you don't. You look like a coordinator here to me. All right. We got sidetracked. Where were we?
Well, you guys brought up Snoop Dogg real quick from the Bradshaw Bunch. So he lives on a farm or a ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a donkey in the show named Snoop Donk.
So I don't know. What do you guys think?
It sounds awful.
What do you think he's getting paid? Like, you guys
Not
think
enough.
It's about money. I don't think it's about money for Bradshaw.
You think he just wants to be out there?
Right.
Just wants to be a clown on an e-reality show.
We already know he's a clown. That's
all that takes is a wife to go, I really want to do that show. It'll be so much fun to have our daughters and our son-in-laws. And Terry, you're such a character. Let people get to have some fun and see you.
0% chance my wife would say yes to any of that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't want a damn camera in this house.
Yeah, mine stays way, way, way in the back.
Last thing for you guys here. Today is September 18th. You know what September 18th is. It's a big holiday.
I do.
What is it, Zach?
Today in general, it's a new year for the Jewish religion. That's for sure.
I wasn't talking about that.
I didn't think he meant that, Zach.
That wasn't where I was going with this.
Oh.
I actually thought of all people you would know, Zach. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, I didn't know that. That takes first stage then.
It is National Cheeseburger Day, gentlemen, and restaurants all over the place are going to be celebrating. There's deals.
Wow.
All the different places are getting involved in this thing. So you can find out whatever your favorite cheeseburger happens to be.
All of them.
You know what? You guys are going to laugh at me. I'm going to, because it is Friday, I know where I'm going. Because I am gonna enjoy Cheeseburger Day.
Whoa, so we're talking about one place to enjoy the cheeseburger, and now you're putting
I'm not doing a go to your favorite cheeseburger place.
You going for the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's?
I'm going Big Macs.
I knew you were going to say that.
Two Big Macs with that special sauce, man.
Wow.
You're going for two, huh?
Right.
You can't just eat one Big Mac. You've got to
single-handedly
have
keeping the male sports bra industry going, Joe. Right. They thank you for that.
Joe, milkshake or no?
Yeah.
No.
You're all in at that point, Joe.
No, I'm being honest. I've been doing these protein shakes, and they taste almost like, not quite, but almost.
No, they don't.
Well, sort of.
They really do.
These protein shakes are tasting more like those chocolate milkshakes.
Right. Yeah, except at the bottom of the milkshake, you're not getting any, you know, powdered chunks or any of that crap that's in those protein shakes.
You've ripped everything I've done today.
Every single thing.
Protein shakes are just not good, Joe. That's why they're protein shakes.
You accuse me of doing a fantasy show. You said every time I eat a cheeseburger, my breast get bigger. I mean, you've killed me. Woody, you've killed everything about me today.
I just said if you eat two of them, Joe.
Two Big Macs are four biters.
Just order a
they're
normal
each
meal.
Four biters. They're big. They're big boy four biters. And then
you eat a Big Mac in four bites.
Yeah, that's when you know your Big Mac.
Wow,
sounds
man,
about right.
That's intense.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm at baby bites.
What does it take? 46 bites for you, Hollywood?
Oh, four bites. I mean,
it's four.
You're wolfing
bites.
Down a quarter of that thing every time you bite into it.
Right. Right.
That's right, Woody. Good job. Good job on the math.
Yeah, that's my math there.
Good.
Hey. All right, listen. We're going to
do math too, Joe. I can add up your weight.
Good God.
Oh boy. I'm doing good, Woody.
Between the three of us, we got like a little offensive line going here.
305-567-0560. We're going to come back. We'll check in. We got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of stuff in 8 o'clock hour. We're going to check in with Mike Hill, by the way. Mike Hill is going to join us, the president of baseball operations.
Got to be
the
happy,
Marlins.
Right?
Well, got to be happy. 25-23. Mike goes out and makes all these trades. And he's talking about all these prospects. And like, nobody wants to hear about him. Now you're going, hey, Sanchez and Lopez, Alcantara, Hernandez. Right? Hey, those guys pretty good. Those draft picks and guys you traded for. Looking pretty damn good as one of the best young pitching staffs in baseball, and not a bad trade either. So we'll have that for you. We'll jump on that text machine. And by the way, I'm not going to talk about Phil Mickelson having 9 bogeys and 1 double bogey at the U.S. Open.
That's good golf coverage.
You would have thought that I seriously brought up bowling last night while I was drinking beer. The way you got like, dude, you really going to bring up the U.S. Open on a day like this?
I'd love to talk bowling with you.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the U.S. Open of cars right now. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, that's what I want to talk about. This weekend, you're starting to look around. Your lease is up. You just got a lot of miles on your car, truck, or SUV. I'm going to tell you something I don't usually do. Get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. 2020, from top to bottom, we have really, or the Chevy people, when something's really good, I always put we. The Chevy people have really figured this out, man. We got a Chevy open road sale event, which means we got prices. So when you go in there and go, this is what I can afford, they're going to make sure it works for you, man. They really are going to work their butt off to make sure. Great people in the Chevy family here in South Florida. And we've got products. 2020, the best overall from top to bottom we've ever had. It really is. Silverado trucks, boy, if we don't have the perfect durable truck for your lifestyle, nobody does. And, of course, those Tahoes and Suburbans. Well, if you need space and you always complain you don't have enough space, jump in a Tahoe or Suburban and tell me how that works out. Wow. Let's get to the midsize SUV. That 2020 Traverse, man. Midsize, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that style inside or outside. It is gorgeous. And the Equinox SUV, that's our smaller SUV. But again, with all the active safety features, this new technology, it really is fun to drive. It really is. You're going to enjoy it. Plenty of substance for everybody. In the 2020 Chevy Blazer, it's our midsize SUV. But if you've been watching these Blazers through the years, they hit the home run and got it totally figured out now, man. It is gorgeous. It's pretty SUV as you're going to see on the market. Hey, this weekend, I'm just teasing you. Go out and take some test drives and get a great deal and feel really good at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
This hour of the Joe Rose Show is brought to you by Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Go where the pros go. Visit BaptistHealth.net.